Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for When Others Have What You Want by Lisa Turkhurst. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Luke 10:2. Have you ever wondered if there's any need for you in the dreams tucked in your heart when there are already so many successful people out there in the world? I totally understand. Several years ago, I remember pouring out all the best words I had through a pixelated letters-turned-pages-turned-book proposal. I tucked my heart and dreams into a purple Office Max binder and hoped for the best. Soon, I'd receive a no answer from all but one. And when I got that final rejection, I felt so foolish for thinking I could actually write a book. My dream was nothing but a sham. I had no writing skills. And I must have heard God all wrong. At the same time, I had other writer friends who were getting different letters from publishers. Amazing letters. Dream come true letters. Letters that turned into book contracts. Moments where I felt my friends' lives were rushing past me in a flurry of met goals, new opportunities, and affirmations of their callings from God. It seemed the world was literally passing me by. And in those moments, I said on the outside, good for them. But on the inside, I just kept thinking, ouch, that means less and less opportunity for me. The raw essence of honest hurting rarely produces pretty thoughts. Then I could see new and life-giving realities. Her success does not threaten yours, nor mine. When she does well, we all do well. All tides rise when we see a sister making this world a better place with her gifts. This is what Jesus reminds us. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Luke 10:2. And this is where we have a choice to make today. We can look out and see the unlimited, abundant opportunities God has placed before us. To create, to write, to serve, to sing, to be and become. Or we can stare at another person's opportunity and get entangled in the enemy's lie that everything is scarce. Scarce opportunities, scarce supply, scarce possibilities. And we start seeing another person's creations as a threat to our own opportunities. Oh, sweet sister, there is an abundant need in this world for your contributions to the kingdom, your thoughts and words and artistic expressions, your exact brand of beautiful. Know it, believe it, live it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for reminding me how you created me on purpose and with purpose. I don't have to live this life feeling threatened by the success of others. Today, I'm asking you to bless the women around me doing what I long to do. Stir even more hearts with a deep passion to make you known. And continue to settle my heart with the truth that this world really does need my exact brand of beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.